2024-25 school year. Hopefully you signed in on your way into the library and picked up a copy of the agenda. Do we have anyone new? Okay, everybody's returning. Awesome. All right, so we'll go through our normal conduct. We're going to approve our minutes from last meeting, which was in May of 2024, review any bylaws that are pertinent to this meeting's agenda. And then our secretary, Mr. Murray, is going to discuss the requirements to remain eligible if you are one of our 30 voting members. I'll cover a couple of items that will be on Shaq's list of things to do and partner with this year. And then Mrs. Marshall is going to divide us up into our subcommittees from last year to have some work time looking at our bylaws because those are due for annual review in November. All right, remember that our purpose is to ensure the school district's health programs reflect our local community values. And that while we are together, our group commitments are to remain solution driven, take care of your needs, and listen to others. Seek to understand before being understood. Robert's Rules of Order, we will go ahead and skip over the review of that at this time because we will not have any presentations this evening. We will have presentations in November if your subcommittee has recommendations for changes that you think need to be made to the section of bylaws that your subcommittee will be reviewing. All right, for our May minutes, they are linked in... Perfect. All right. Do I have a voting member who would like to recommend that we approve the minutes as is, or do we need any discussion about the main minutes?
I move to approve.
Okay. Do you have a second?
Second.
All right. All voting members present, if you would like to approve the main minutes, raise your hand by saying aye. Okay. All right. Great. Okay. All right, Mr. Murray, we are on to you.
Okay. Just wanted to go through the Shaq attendance requirements. Mainly, according to Article 4 of the 2023 Bastrop ISD Shaq bylaws, terms of service for a voting member appointment shall be 2 years, subject to removal provision below, which is a member may subject removal from the committee, the Board of Trustees, delegates to the executive committee the authority to remove a member prior to the completion of his or her term for one of these reasons. One is failure to attend the majority of the meetings within a year, which is minimum of 4, but you have to attend at least 3. The members must sign a commitment agreement annually. In developing the Shaq membership roster, the executive committee will take into consideration the terms of members to ensure overlapping of terms. A member selected to fill a vacancy within less than a year remaining in the term may be eligible to serve another term at the discretion of the Director of Health Services. Any vacancies, the Board of Trustees delegates to the Shaq Executive Committee the responsibility to fill any vacancies that may occur after the Board has annually appointed the Shaq membership. For resignation, if a member chooses to resign before his or her term ends, a letter or email to the Director of Health Services of the Shaq will serve as appropriate documentation. And then for attendance, I'm just using a tracker and we take the sign-in sheet and put the attendance in as tracker. And then you'll see that, does that need to be available to everyone or email out?
No, you can just monitor
okay.
It.
Mm-hmm. Sounds good. Shaq will meet a minimum of 4 times per curricular year. Members are encouraged to attend all meetings and must attend at least 3 meetings per year. If a member misses 3 consecutive meetings and does not communicate with Shaq via email for 3 months, he, she will be asked to submit a resignation letter. That's it.
All right, thank you, Mr. All right, last last year, we did a lot as a SHAC. We adopted initial bylaws, we approved voting member, a full roster, we approved an executive committee, we gave a report and recommendations to the board at the end of the year. So you may have wondered coming in this evening, what on earth are we going to do this year? And in addition to our annual review of bylaws, we do have a couple of new things on our radar this year. The first is an opportunity to partner with a local organization, Ascension Catholic Church. Priscilla Ruiz, who is one of our school board trustees, officially serves in a leadership capacity at Ascension Catholic Church. Personally, she's very passionate about pediatric traumatic brain injury, and so as a member of the church, she wrote a grant proposal to the Toyota Way Forward Foundation, which is specializing in research about pediatric traumatic brain injury, and was awarded the grant. So one of the requirements is that she partner with local education agency in order to promote community and family awareness about this topic. So we're gonna watch a real quick video just to give you a little bit more overview of this initiative. Yes?
I'm Margarita, I'm a community member. I would like to make a motion as a member to go back to the last meeting that you had. You had the voting time for curriculum, but I was listening to the meeting and I heard great questions from, I don't know if it was a parent, but a lady was asking a lot of questions, and one of her questions, she was saying, what if we go back to review curriculums? Because we didn't know that the school was going to have a cut budget. And when we, you know, we formed a subcommittee and we invested so many hours looking for curriculums, but we were not expecting that the school was not going to have enough money to buy the curriculum. So when we made our recommendations, we didn't know that you didn't have, you know, the budget that you needed. So there was a point in the meeting that made the question, what if we go back and review curriculums? Because, I mean, there's now other questions that we have because we didn't know that this was going to happen this school year. So can I make a motion and review the questions that you had that in the last meeting and bring those questions back to the table and all the members talk about it?
So we will be able to do that for the 2024-25 school year. The voting membership did have to choose a curriculum to recommend to the school board to vote on in June for the 2024-25 school year. If we had not made a recommendation, then there could have been no curriculum adoption made. So the recommendations from the SHAC were approved by the board, and so that is the curriculum that will be used for this school year. That is a conversation that we can and must have in the spring semester of 2025 for the 2025-26 school year.
And I wasn't in the meeting, but I watched the meeting after you had that presentation. So the last thing I'm gonna say, I think that reading, you know, that Texas Education Code 28.004, there were a lot of things that SHAC did not comply with that, with what is requested, and one of the main things was parental involvement. So in the curriculum that everybody voted, and I know that they were influenced because there was no money in the school district, so I understand that, but there was a lot of things that the SHAC did not fulfill when they make that recommendation for that curriculum. In that curriculum, there was no parent involvement. That's all I want to say.
Thank you for sharing that.
Toyota, we create the Way Forward Fund.
The Way Forward Fund is a fund that is both money and resources that Toyota is intending to use to help transform the world of pediatric traumatic brain injury.
When a child has a severe traumatic brain injury, it can affect their ability to move and to be able to function in society.
Traumatic brain injury is often a hidden injury.
These are children
who through no fault of their own, you know, are struggling with a condition.
It has become a major area of focus for us who treat children in pediatric emergency medicine.
When you really boil down the thought of how do you create mobility for all, the Way Forward Fund is certainly a shining example of how we plan to do so.
When we say mobility for all, it's not like mobility for this community or that community, but it's all.
Once you start getting the baseline here, then you can start doing continuous quality improvement. And there's so much hope that we can do better. We can do better with technology. We can do better with new medications. We can do better with better monitoring equipment, better transportation.
To see a company with the kind of resources that are available is really a great model for others to emulate.
Toyota partnering with us who care for these children at the ground level, it's giving them opportunity to have the fullest, best life, to be able to be mobile adults, to be able to contribute to society in meaningful ways, and providing them with those best outcomes and options.
It's our way of giving back. The Toyota way is respect for people and continuous improvement.
Toyota is showing respect to all peoples by breaking down the barriers. It is, let's think big and see how we can innovate and change things for children across our country.
I'm hopeful that contributions in the Way Forward program from Toyota will enable children to live their lives as fully as they possibly can.
I think we can fall back on one of the basic premises of how we work here at Toyota, which is we're very consensus-based and highly collaborative. And I think it's the same thing when we're working with the pediatric specialists. So if we can form a cohesive strategy to find a way forward, we've done our job.
We can push the envelope and blend our resources and talents so that we can move this forward, help children gain mobility, and really be the fullest adults that they can be.
There is hope beyond injury, and we're going to make it happen.
So that's something that resonates or strikes a chord in you, something you're interested in. We will be having our kickoff event for our local Bastrop partnership here with Ascension Catholic Church and our Lost Pines Toyota on Sunday, October 13th. The time has just been updated as of yesterday. So if you'll mark out on your agenda, it's going to be from 3 to 6 p.m. And that will be at the Lost Pines Toyota dealership. And if you are a BISD employee and this is something you're interested in becoming more directly involved in, we are looking for a coordinator for this project, somebody who will work with our partners at Lost Pines Toyota, with our partners at Ascension Catholic Church, and then we're actually going to have a group from a medical team in Pennsylvania that was part of this initiative when it launched, and they've done a few years of kind of trial and error in developing curriculum, so they will be at this kickoff event too. You'll get to meet them. But if you're interested in maybe serving as coordinator for this project and you're a current district employee, let me know and I can get you more information on that. The second thing that we already started the work on, but I just wanted to give you a quick update, is that October is Fentanyl Awareness Month. Trevor's Law, we have some things that are required for us to do in educating our students in grades 6 through 12 about opioid addiction and fentanyl in particular. So we have a set of resources that the SHAC voted on recommending to the board back in June, and also some resources from the Texas School Safety Commission. So our principals were reminded today they'll be working with their campus counselors, social workers, and health education staff to make sure that those things roll out in our health education program. which was also another recommendation of the SHAC for the number of minutes spent on that per school year. And just one quick video to show you an example of the kinds of messages that our secondary students will be receiving during this month.
This would be how much cocaine somebody would have to ingest to kill them. This is the approximate number of prescription pills one would have to ingest to kill them. Fentanyl? This much fentanyl would kill you and I if we split it. This would be how much cocaine somebody would have to ingest.
All right. And it is a serious problem here in the Austin area. Over the last 9 months or so, our police chief Bunch has let me know that there has been an influx of tainted vapes. Vaping is a significant problem in our district, and a lot of times students think that they're just getting nicotine or THC, but we actually had a student last year who had one that was laced with fentanyl. Fortunately, we have amazing nursing staff at our campuses. She recognized that this is not a normal response to THC or nicotine, and was able to administer Narcan, and by the time he got to the hospital, they told us that had she not done that, he most likely would not have been alive by the time he arrived there. So we do wanna make sure that we're educating our students, because it is a growing concern in our area. And I just wanted to let y'all know, you know, these are some of the fruits of the labor they all put in last year. Yes, ma'am.
Okay, thank you, community member. How are you bringing parental involvement to Fentanyl Awareness Month? And are you doing it also in Spanish?
Yes, Spanish resources are available. As far as parental involvement, our parents are invited to sign up through Volley to volunteer at our campuses. So that would be the way if somebody wanted to speak on this topic in particular or come and help with those education resources.
Are you having like an event where you attract the attention of parents? Because we know that there's a lot of drug problem in our this school district.
So as far as Trevor's Law goes, and this is part of our health education. It's done during the school day, during that normal curricular period, which looks a little bit different at our elementary, middle, and high school levels. We're not hosting like an event outside of school in the evening about it. But if that's something that you or a parent would want to spearhead, that's certainly something that we
can. And it brings me back memory. So when I started this community, this council, we, Ms. Tanya, I hope you can remember, we formed the parent engagement committee, and it got like thought or forgotten. Is it okay if we bring it back, the parent engagement?
So every campus has a parent engagement committee. So if that's something that you want to be a part of or you want to help others connect with, they would need to reach out to the campus specifically that they want to work with.
Right, thank you.
Yeah. All right, Mrs. Marshall.
Just bear with me. I'm just going to be reading off of here. But I guess we're going to split up into our subcommittees to look at the bylaws, see if we need to make any changes. So I guess Articles 1, 2, 3, Drug and Tobacco Prevention Subcommittee, 4, Mental Health Subcommittee, 5, Health Education Subcommittee, 6, 7, and 8, Student Employee Wellness Subcommittee, 9, 10, and 11, take me back to high school when I had to remember Roman numerals. Safety and Security Committee. So, I mean, and that's actually, I don't even know, are we gonna get in the same subcommittees, or are we gonna?
Yes, I mean, if you're fine being in the same subcommittee that you were part of last year, if you would like to move, I know we had some that were really big and some that we only had a few representatives on, so if you would like to join a new subcommittee, that is okay. I saw a question in the back.
Yeah, I was just thinking, didn't we add one more that was parental involvement?
We don't have a parental involvement subcommittee currently, but we could consider substituting out one. I think based on the number of members that we have, we probably don't have sufficient to add a new group, but if we feel like maybe there's one of these five that exists and maybe parental involvement is something we need more than one of those, then that's a recommendation that we could consider to vote on in November.
Okay.
Yes.
Hi. Carol, trustee. Okay, I'm confused. Annual review of bylaws?
Yes, ma'am.
Are we looking, I mean, I guess I was looking at, you know, bylaws, but
yep.
These are the annual reviews of the curriculum that we're gonna come up with.
No, ma'am, these are the bylaws. They're divided out. We have 11 sections total, so we're gonna split y'all into your subcommittees so that we each take a chunk.
The bylaws I have are like membership.
Yep.
They're just numbered up there, but that's the subcommittee that's gonna go over.
Yeah, like membership is article number 4.
Got it. Okay. Thank you.
Yeah, no problem.
I was thinking, no, that's not mine, but okay, I got it. Thank you.
So if y'all remember which subcommittees you're in, and we'll kind of move into those groups, we'll come around and pass out your sections to you. And we have them in Spanish if you need a copy.
I would have shown them earlier.
It's
not in a subcommittee.
I could have
been.
I will see which one looks empty.
Yeah.
Like, we kind of. I was part of the.
I like, no.
Health education and mental health.
Like, how you like to be involved in.
Considering my work, either the first one or second one.
Okay.
It's 5:28, so we'll plan on work time until about 5:55, and then I'll call y'all back together so we can do closing remarks.
The first article is just going to stay the same.
Yeah.
About the official name.
Yeah.
And I don't really see any changes on Tuesday.
Start at 5:30.
You're okay. No,
and
no.
I've been walking around the building. I've been to every door. So where do I need to go?
Do you remember which subcommittee you were on last year? We have drug and tobacco prevention, mental health, health education, student and employee wellness, or safety and security.
I don't recognize any.
All right. Well, you can pick a new group if you want. Health education is over here at this table. Mental health is back there with Raina in the leopard print. Student and employee wellness is right here with Mr. Murray in the blue shirt. And behind him is safety and security with Mr. Coleman. And Garland, Tanya, and I are drug and prevention.
You know what, Eric,
did you remember to?
I think I'd agree, because we both work here, so it would be wonderful to have somebody who does
their work. Yeah, and I was trying to go back and find, put them in our notes, do you mind? Because we had already talked about them.
Yes, I think we put them in the notes.
Yeah.
If not, I think I put them in my calendar, too.
And then adaptive teaching in the district down to children here.
October 29th. Does that sound right?
student and employee wellness.
Oh yeah, because I
and student wellness.
I thought that would be a little bit easier than trying to get the holidays.
Yes.
So we just read through.
So October 29th. January 28th.
Then we will vote on those additions, changes, or deletions in November.
No, what if you do six?
Well, we just read them.
We just read them. That's as far as we've gotten.
That's as far as we've got.
Maybe change, did we do another one?
Yeah, it was either March or April.
Oh, is that?
Another way. Our third shack meeting date.
Oh, it was April 1st. I don't think the name should change. But that's the first thing, the Basho ISD check. We're Article 1, 2, and 3. The first one's just talking about what our name is.
We met more because we had some stuff we had to. We were on some timeline yesterday. But their requirement by like the state is that we have to have at least 40. So we can always have more, but we have to have a minimum.
That's the minimum.
Subcommittees can meet anytime. That's not part of.
So would y'all see anything like to change?
It's on there somewhere.
So what are your positions at your school?
Child nutrition.
So far, it looks good.
I'm the adaptive food teacher.
Remember?
So I work for this one.
Makes sense.
I got four
specific camps.
I go to every single camp.
We're both invested in student wellness, right? Nutrition, movement.
Okay.
Forget the employee part.
Hey, look, my son at his school, there's, I guess, he goes to Starbucks, and he was all upset.
Development of district's wellness policy for all schools participating in national school lunch program.
You can offer everything you want. That doesn't mean that it's going to give a laser ring.
I know we have a lot of
people. So upset today.
Well, yeah, I guess we have to have it because it's in our FFA local policy.
Yeah, I'm just wondering if that's something, because it's development, if we are, have we already developed it?
That would be a great question for Stuart.
And the same with the nutrition guidelines and wellness goals to be adopted by the board.
Yeah, we can leave it or stop. We can stop it.
Sounds like we're having a good conversation. We have just about 5 minutes left, so I'm going to call you all back together. You are welcome to continue communicating with one another. If you want to exchange email addresses, text, get together at the coffee shop. And then at our next meeting, which can I see by showing hands, are we okay with October 29th? I would have been November, but I thought, you know, November and December, those are kind of busy months. So maybe if we get right before November, that's better. Is October 29th okay with October? Okay, good. So
October what?
29th.
Thank you.
Yes. So at that meeting, each subcommittee will need to choose one representative for your group. And when it's your subcommittee's turn to report out, you will present. We would recommend making these changes. We want to delete this, or we want to add this, or we feel this language is confusing. We'd like to revise it to say this instead. Or our subcommittee recommends that we keep this section exactly as it is with no changes. Your group will have up to 7 minutes to present. At the end of that time,
as long as we have a voting quorum present, which is at least 10 voting members, then they will approve or reject the suggestions presented by each subcommittee for our annual bylaws to run through November of 2026. Yes. From each group, I'll reach out about a week beforehand, so on October 22nd, and I will ask you to please send the changes that your group is planning to present at the meeting so that we can have the ballots typed up ahead of time so that when the members go to vote, they don't have to remember everything you said, but they'll just go down list by list and yes, I'm in favor of this, or no, I'm not in favor of this one. So the people I'll contact, and it's not because that has to be your spokesperson, but just because I know these people and I have your email addresses. For mental health, it'll be Raina Ellis I'll reach out to. For health education, I'll reach out to Jenny Marshall. For student employee wellness, I'll reach out to Stuart Murray. And for safety and security, I'll reach out to Ted Coleman and then Tanya Coleman for drug and tobacco prevention. All right, and while I have you here, our proposed spring date meetings are January 28th and April 1st. Both of those are Tuesdays. We'll plan on keeping 5 to 6 p.m. Everybody okay with both of those dates? All right. And then that gives us a little bit of a cushion in case we run into an issue like last year where we had to hold a fifth meeting so we had enough time to vote before our board meets in June to adopt any recommendations for the 25-26 school year. Okay. All right. Thank y'all so much for your time. I appreciate y'all being here. Glad that I heard y'all having some good conversation, and we'll look forward to hearing your subcommittee recommendations at our next meeting on October 29th.